USA Radio News.
A county sheriff in California is slamming the state's sanctuary law following the death of one of his officers by an illegal immigrant.
Let's go back to Ron. An immigrant. Immigrated here lawfully and legally to pursue his American dream. He achieved that goal. And his dream was taken from him. No, we shouldn't politicize it, but we have to have a conversation about restrictive legislation that puts our communities at risk.
The illegal immigrant did have two prior DUIs, and the partial government shutdown continues. President Trump is threatening to close the southern border entirely if his proposed border wall isn't funded. At least that's what the president said on Twitter today. And your final numbers on Wall Street for this week. The Dow ended up down 76 points to close at 2362. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
America's hospitals are getting ready to publish their prices. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's thanks to a new federal law that takes effect on the 1st of January, requiring hospitals to publish online price lists for every medical service they provide. The prices must be updated every year. The law is part of the Affordable Care Act. It also applies to rehabilitation clinics, psychiatric hospitals, and critical access hospitals. The law is also expected to make it easier for people to get access to their own medical records.
CenturyLink customers across the country are still experiencing service disruptions. The company tweeted this morning that they're making good progress with recovery efforts, although CenturyLink had hoped to have the problem solved by this morning, but they've noted they've discovered some additional technical problems. Users of the company's internet, phone, and TV services in the Midwest and Pacific Northwest are among the hardest being hit by the outage. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
One of the big court rulings by a federal judge in 2018 only happened a few weeks ago when a federal judge in Texas ruled that the individual mandate that's part of the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Hadley Heath Manning is the director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum. She talks about this ruling and why it caught some people off guard, but
I wasn't surprised. I think a lot of people who follow this stuff closely were actually not surprised. Of course, it's a question now whether the appellate court will agree with Judge O'Connor's district-level decision or whether the appellate court will side with the federal government against the states. But regardless, this has sent some shockwaves through the circles of people who maybe weren't expecting this ruling. It doesn't change much about the law as it is today, but it certainly throws the future of the law into question.
And as far as the timeline on when we can expect to hear more about this case, Manning says,
this could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed like the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And, of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.